Welcome to the Elevated Visibility Podcast, the podcast for female founders who are looking for more than just easy marketing tips and feel-good strategy and craving deep connection. I'm your host, Nina Gibson, holistic SEO expert and visibility enthusiast who is hell-bent on giving women a voice and a platform to use it. In this space, we chat all things SEO and marketing for your brand and business, but we also peel back the layers and the bullshit and dive deep into what it means to feel visible as business owners, women, moms, and more. If you're ready for holistic marketing strategy mixed in with some soulful storytelling, this podcast is for you. Welcome. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Elevated Visibility Podcast. I am your host, Nina Gibson. And today we have a very special guest, one of my mentors, a friend, Holly Haynes. She's here today to talk to you about business tips for entrepreneurs who are just starting out. If you are not familiar with Holly, she is a business strategist who loves a good plan and flowchart. She is crazy passionate about teaching women like you how to build your dream job and scale to six figures and beyond without sacrificing your weekends or priorities. She was in the corporate world for 22 years, and then she left to start her own business. You retired from corporate, what was it, just recently, right? In the last 6 months, year ago? I don't even remember.
Yeah,
Tell me.
It's been 7 months.
Seven months. Far. Amazing. Yeah. So welcome, Holly. Thank you so much for being on the podcast today.
You're so welcome. I'm so excited to be here.
Me too. So I was saying that Holly is a mentor of mine. I was in her mastermind, now an alumni in the mastermind. It completely changed my life. And all of the things that Holly has taught me and the experts that she has brought in have been so pivotal, have been so important and integral in my growth as an entrepreneur. So today I thought we could chat a little bit about your sort of top three tips for people who are just starting out. They're maybe new to their entrepreneurship journey and they're feeling that crazy overwhelm that happens when you're brand new to something. So let's talk a little bit about that. Let's talk about what you would say to somebody just starting out.
Yeah. So I was thinking about this as you were asking about it this morning. And I think the first thing is when you start out as a new entrepreneur, or I mean, I didn't even know what the word entrepreneur was like 5 years ago. I feel like people use it all the time now, but I would just make sure that the vision and the work truly drives you because, you know, you go on Instagram and you go on TikTok and it looks like all glamorous and there are some very glamorous parts, right? But there are also days and hours and weeks where it is not so glamorous and you have to have something driving you for the non-glamorous activities, right? So whatever your long-term vision is or the work that you're doing or the impact that you're going to make or the impact it's going to make on your family or your health or whatever that is, like you have to really take the time to figure out what that is, because when it gets hard, and it will, like I always say, the first, you know, month of being an entrepreneur and starting something new is like the shiny object time period, right? Like it's so exciting and you're going to do all these new things. And then it's like, oh, wait, like this is actually more work than I thought. And it happens to everybody, but you've got to have that. They say the why, but I think it's so much more than the why. It's like the vision and like, why are you doing this? What is making you get up in the morning when everyone else is asleep? What is making you work over your lunch breaks or 9 o'clock at night? Like that has to be really solid or you're just not going to have the consistency that you need to see the results you want to see.
That's such good advice. And I think that that's really important because I think a lot of people like, you know, who doesn't want to quit a corporate job that they're not happy in,
right?
And, you know, set their own schedule and create time freedom. But I think when it comes down to actually like the sort of brass tacks of doing it, yeah, you have to have something like deep in you to get you to do that. And I think, you know, like for me, it was when I got pregnant with my daughter and I worked my corporate job and then my, you know, at the time, the side hustle, but like I worked a ton in those early days, in those early, the first couple of years. And that was my why. Like the number one was, you know, my family. And that was a huge motivator. But, you know, I think even beyond that, to really kind of level up and take it to the next, you know, obviously that's a huge one, but you have to really have a clear idea of what it is that you're working toward. So, yeah, I love that advice. And you said something about the consistency, and I want to talk, even if it's not one of your three, I want to talk about it because...
Yeah, it's actually number two.
Okay,
it's number
perfect, two. Beautiful. Go into it then.
Yeah, so one of my favorite quotes is, consistency trumps talent in order to... Well, the whole goal is that you stay in the game, right? So often, like I said, you get this like shiny object syndrome and you're like, oh my gosh, I have this great idea. I'm going to make a website. I'm going to change my Instagram name. I'm going to do all the things. And maybe you do it over like an 8-hour period, but then you ditch everything else in your life and you become super burnt out because you just did something for like 10 hours straight. And then you're like, oh, I'm too tired to work on it for the next 5 days. And then you get into this cycle where you're like, well, I'll do a lot today, but then I'm not gonna be able to work on it for like 5 days or 6 days. And so the whole trick of the whole game, like if you want the secret sauce is to be ridiculously consistent, because 95% of people will not. And so for me, when I was working corporate and trying to build my business, I was like, you know what? I have 90 minutes a day max to work on my business. I do not have any more time. I'm working a 60-hour corporate job. I have twins. Like, there's a lot going on. But for now 3 years almost, I have always worked at least an hour to 90 minutes a day, Monday through Friday. Always. Like, I am the most consistent person you will ever meet. But I truly feel like that is the like secret to success. You've got to figure out a way how to incorporate whatever you need to do in your business as part of like just your daily routine. So you don't think twice about it. It's like, it's a non-negotiable. I have to work an hour today, or I have to work an hour Monday through Friday, because most people won't. Most people will be like, oh, I need a break, or I'm too tired, or I'm burnt out, or whatever it is. But what is an hour like? 2% of your day or 4% of your day? Like, it's not very much. So if you can get in the mindset of course I have an hour, going back to making this vision come to life, and then after that hour, I can go do whatever I want or whatever I need to do, it really changes the game, because it helps you visualize and even see the process of knowing that you're going to be able to do this for a really long time. Like, the whole goal is that you can create days that you can repeat over and over and over and over again. And I remember right before I started my business, I was like, I can't do this every day. So like, ask yourself, like, what does today look like for you? Could you repeat this every single day for the rest of your life? And for me, when I was in my corporate job, I was like, no, I can't. Like, I don't want 17 Zoom meetings a day. I have to figure out a better way. So that was my driver. And then I knew I needed to do it in a way where I was only working a couple hours a day on my business, but I was able to be really consistent with the activities that I was doing.
I'm just obsessed with that, because I think it's one of the things that has been so like life altering for me, and you can apply it to other things in your life too, right? Like, I mean, it's like with any kind of long-term goal that you have for yourself, you know, obviously like weight loss comes to mind, but really anything, you're training for a half marathon, you're saving up for something, like anything, the consistency, like every week you're going to put that $10 in your savings account And I think that being able to do that and then really thinking about what can I do on a daily basis, like one of the things you and I talked about is creating the schedule that you want. And like today, Monday, podcast day, you know? And so like, for me, I knew that I did not want to do anything on Mondays that was going to give me like the Sunday scaries.
Right.
But podcast interviews get me excited. They light me up. I love either recording just on my own or interviewing people. So I think, and then creating your life around that, and then just doing it day in and day out. And the thing is, we're going to all want to quit, right? At one point or another, we're going to feel like it's too hard, or we're not seeing the results that we want, or you just kind of want to be like, I've had several moments of this in the past, you know, 2.5 years, but I didn't. And every single time I recommit to myself, and that consistency piece, you know, it moves my business that much closer to where I want it to be. So I'm so glad that's number two, because I feel like consistency. And like, you know, that's the thing that is setting you apart from somebody else who's like, well, maybe I'm going to work on it once a month. They're not going to get anywhere, you know? So I think it's important.
Yeah, it is so important. And I think a lot of people will be like, well, that's it. That's the tip. And I'm like, yeah, that's the tip. But here, the tip is really the tip behind the tip. And that is most people will listen to this and won't do it. So like, if you want to get ahead of your competition, be consistent. If you want to see results, be consistent. And like you said, it's like training for a marathon. You're not going to go out one day and run 10 miles because what's going to happen the next, you know, 2 weeks after that? Like, you're not going to be able to move. At least I wouldn't be able to. So it's like, instead, you've just got to do like little tiny increments over time. And I think people want this like fancy tool or trick or something that's going to be like the, this is the answer I've always been looking for. It's like flying unicorns coming into my inbox. And like, it's not that. But if you can show up every day consistently, and to me, that's not like scrolling Instagram or trying to figure out what to do. It's actually like working on your business, like speaking on a podcast, pitching yourself to somebody, creating a course. These are like big things that you're working on, then you will definitely see results.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's a really good point too, because in the interview I actually just did before this, we talked a little bit about how like shiny object syndrome, which you brought up too, and, you know, playing around with like Canva templates and color palettes, that is not working in your business, right? We think it is, because especially in the beginning where we're like, ooh, this is so pretty and this is fun. And oh my gosh, I have a logo now. I'm a full-blown entrepreneur, but that's not really it. And I think that's something that actually took me a little while too, to like really figure out what are the things that move my business forward and what are the sort of things that you kind of have, like that you need to have for, you know, branding and logos and all that is important, but it's not making or breaking your business. And I think really figuring out what are those things that you need to do to move your business forward. And, you know, in my space, like SEO is a big part of that, like visibility, right? What do you need to do on a daily basis or weekly or monthly to move your visibility forward, to get more eyeballs on your websites? And so I think that's a really, really good point too. So awesome. All right. I'm dying to know, what's your number three?
Yeah. So number three, we talk about a lot in the mastermind, and that is facts, not feelings, which we can use the logo example. So often when people start working with me, or I mean, really any coach, and they're like, I need a logo. What are my colors? I need brand photos. And those are awesome. And yes, we have them, and you know, they're super fun to do, but that's not going to move the needle at the beginning. And so I always say, look at the facts. So what are the facts around how many people are on your email list? Are people opening emails? Or maybe you're like a TikTok star and that's where you need to hang out. Or perhaps like no one that you hang out with even has TikTok, and so Facebook is your thing. Like, you have to look at the facts of what people are doing, who are your ideal clients, what they need, and then how are you going to solve their problem? And what it does is it makes it really simple. So it's like, let's say you're 2 weeks into your business, you know what you want to focus on and what you want to teach people. So it's like, how are you going to teach them? So I say, look at the facts. Where are they hanging out? What are they asking for? And then what containers can you offer them like right now? You don't have to have like a million followers or a fancy website or a logo. Like, just help them. Just help them answer their question. And that's going to help you develop whatever the next thing is. But I try at the beginning to keep it really, really simple. Like, you can make money without any fancy tools or without a large following or without a large email list, but you have to be able to answer the question that your ideal clients are asking. Like, how can you help them?
Mm-hmm. Totally. And I think too, like the idea of figuring out where your people are at is really, really important. And I think in the sort of world we're in right now, so much emphasis is put on social media, because that, you know, TikTok especially now, because it's blowing up and it's huge. But there are other ways to reach your audience and not getting sort of caught up with what's trendy or what sort of, you know, what other people are having success with. Like, if you do makeup or like you're a beauty person, TikTok is probably going to be your jam, right? But like somebody like me, maybe TikTok will work, maybe it won't. But a lot of people are looking for like resources via video or podcasts, or they're looking for blog articles with how-tos on how to do specific things. So I think that that's really important too, is yes, you know, figuring out where they are, but not getting caught up in feeling like you should be on a certain platform because other people are, and really, really, yeah, leaning into that facts, not feelings, even if it feels like outside of your comfort zone. Because I think sometimes, like when I talk to clients and I'm like, well, you know, I've done some competitive research and this is actually where a lot of your audience spends time. And they're like, no, it's not. And I'm like, well, but it kind of is. And we need to create content to reach them on that specific platform, right? So I think that's a really, really, really important point.
Yeah. And I think it's important to remember, you don't need hundreds of people or thousands of people to make an impact for both them and you, right? So, you know, when I was thinking about like, how in the world am I going to like match my corporate salary? It's overwhelming. Like, I didn't even know, like, what do you even do? And so I was like, okay, I just need to start working with people. So maybe the goal is to work with one person a month for 3 months, right? Because you're going to make an impact on them. That's going to make an impact on you. Then you can start figuring out what's working, what's not working, and then start to scale it. But I think so often people go in with this goal of like, oh, I need to have 100 people sign up for my course. And I always joke, like, unless you're Kim Kardashian and you can just like sell anything without thinking, like for most people, that doesn't work. They don't have people that are just automatically going to buy. So you have to think about, what are one or two or three people that I can help? And then you just scale that sort of as you go. But helping three people at $100 a month, that's $300 a month. That can make a big impact over a long period of time. And so it's really taking it in super small, repeatable, simple steps.
I think the repeatable is really important. I know something that like I struggled with in the beginning when we were working together is wanting to do so many different things, like wanting to have so many different offers. And really kind of grounding myself and just having one or two, right? Signature offers that you can just, like you said, repeat over time. And, you know, the SEO breakthroughs have sort of been that core offer for me, but it took me a while to get there. And you would, you'd be like, Nina, we need to narrow it down. Like, we can't do everything, right? We can't do all things. And I think that that's part of that too, is that we feel like, at least I did in the beginning, like I needed to create offers that matched everybody's needs, every possible scenario for somebody who might want to work with me. And that's not, you can't do that. You know, that's not sustainable. And I think like as you grow and as you scale, you add on things, right? You add offers, lower ticket offers, like a higher ticket signature program, what have you. But I think in the beginning, that's really important to sort of, what can you repeat that's going to bring in consistent income and you're not going to drive yourself crazy doing it, right? I think that that's important.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, going back to step number one, like what's the vision and what's the work that's going to drive you, and start with that. See what kind of impact you can make and then take that feedback and start to develop the rest. Because unless you have like a huge team and a, you know, maybe you can like clone yourself a couple times, like you're not going to be able to launch everything at the same time, but you can be really successful with very little.
Yeah. I think too, like people, and I'm speaking for myself here, like underestimate launching. So as you know, we, Kristen and Ruthie and I recently launched the Retailer Roundtable, the Christmas in July workshop, which was amazing. And there were three of us working on it. It's still a lot of work, right? To launch and to come up and like graphics and emails and all of that. So I think that that's really, really important to keep in mind is like, you are just one person. And like you said, unless you have a team, you need to think about that. What can you feasibly do? Like what is realistic to do that's going to have impact for your audience that feels good and aligned with what lights you up, but is also just actually realistic?
Yeah. And I think too, when it comes to launching, like, I mean, as a new entrepreneur, you hear the word launch and you're like, what is that? And then you like, you know, have a coach share with you their launch plan or something. You're like, oh my gosh, that's like 8,000 steps. Mm-hmm. And for me, when I was working full time, I was like, that's just impossible. Like that cannot happen. And so you have to kind of think of it. I mean, going back to number three, which is look at the facts, not feelings, but also keep it simple. Like you don't have to do all the steps the way everyone else does. Like you can do what makes sense for you. Like maybe it's just reaching out to 10 people and maybe three people join, and that's where you start. Like you don't have to do this like big fancy thing until you're ready to do it. You kind of have to grow into it a little bit, I think.
I think that's a really good point. Yes, you totally do. And I think you learn in time too, like, you know, email seems to convert really well. You're going to focus on creating those, you know, like pre-launch emails, or maybe your audience is really like, they hang out on Facebook a lot. You're going to nurture them there. And I think figuring that out is important. But again, that goes back to your facts and feelings, right? So I love it. So something I've been dying to ask you is, because you've been a mentor of mine, is what is the best advice a mentor has ever given you? What's something that in your experience with mentorship, you've like taken and sort of run with?
Oh, that is a great question. Well, I'll go with what popped in my mind this morning, because we're going into what I call retreat season, where for our mastermind, we host like 20 women twice a year at a retreat. And I mean, it's a lot. There's a lot going on behind the scenes. And one of my mentors told me, Holly, this is your Olympics. Like you have to treat your business like you're training for the Olympics. And at first I was like, well, I'm not planning on like going to the Olympics, like, you know, every 4 years, whatever. But the theory behind it was you have to fuel yourself and take care of yourself and train yourself for the big things that are coming, right? So you can't expect to run a business and have, you know, a seven-figure income when you're not working with, you know, somebody who's guiding you, or you're not taking care of yourself, or you're working 50 hours a week. They don't go together. So if you think of like, I can't think of an Olympian right now, like somebody that's training for the 100-meter dash, like what are they doing all year? They're ridiculously consistent, right? They're fueling their bodies. They're training every day. They're showing up every day. They're resting. They're taking breaks. And then when it comes for these big things, which are the Olympics to them, but for us is like launches or retreats, they're ready because they did all the things beforehand to help themselves get ready. So for me, it's like personal development, hiring a coach, going for a walk every day, making sure that I'm not eating crap all day long, not being on my phone all the time. So there's all these little things that I think like fuel you for what those big things are coming. And so I was getting ready this morning and I was like, it's the Olympics week. Like, this is the Olympics. Like, so what do? You, for me, it's like, I'm going to, you know, eat healthy. I'm going to take time to go for a walk. I'm going to probably work less this week, right? Because I want to conserve my energy. Like, what do you do before a race? And so I just thought that was like a really interesting perspective of, you're training for the Olympics and it's long term, right? Like, it's not just a day. So you really need to think about how you're going to be consistent and keep going over a longer period of time.
I love that. I think that that's an awesome sort of analogy and way to put it and frame your mind around taking the three steps that you talked about and then also thinking about the bigger things that you have coming up in your business and applying it. I love that. So I know you've got retreat season, which I'm complete FOMO about missing out on. And you just went through the mastermind launch. Tell me though, do you have anything else coming up before the year ends? We're like halfway mark, a little over halfway mark. Anything
yeah,
else?
So this is another interesting question. So I'm like a huge fan of planning personal goals first and then planning your business around that. And one of our personal goals when I left my corporate job was to travel, to take a legit trip, not down the street, but like actually leave to go somewhere once a quarter. So we're actually going to Europe in September for 2 weeks. So we have like a couple of mini launches coming up with our club membership and our planner, but we're pretty much taking the rest of the year off, which when I say off, it doesn't mean I'm not working. It's just we don't have any big launches planned except for the mastermind starting again next year. And the whole reason behind that was I did not leave my corporate job so that I could sit in front of a computer all the time. So we're embracing the flexibility and we're going to see what comes out of that. So
amazing. I love it. Europe in September is going to be beautiful. I've seen a little sneak peeks of your trip itinerary on stories. I know Scotland is on the plan, and Scotland is one of my favorite countries. And it's also has one of the highest concentrations of millionaires.
Well, that's interesting. I didn't know that. Well, maybe I'll be even more inspired, right?
Yeah. So I love Edinburgh is one of my favorite little cities, and I'm really excited for you. So that's awesome. And I think the personal goals, like what do you want your life to look at and then build the business around it? That's something else that had came up a lot when I was in the mastermind and still an alumni with you. And I think that that is huge, because what's the point? What's the point of replacing like your corporate job with something else that you end up just sort of, you know, being owned by and not getting to live your life the way you want. And that was the whole purpose, right? So I think that that's really important. And I love that you're doing that.
Yeah. I mean, and I think so often, like, yes, I could launch something new. Yes, you could, you know, push towards the end of the year, but it's like, well, that's not why I did this. And that goes back to, I can't remember which point it was, is like the impact that you can make with a really small group is pretty significant. So it's really interesting to me when you think about it that way. And instead of, oh, I have to scale all the time, which I love to scale and I love to build systems to help you scale, but it kind of goes back to that vision and why are you doing what you're doing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It all comes back down to that, right? What's driving you? What's going to get you out of bed in the morning? What's going to get you doing, working that little extra to sort of propel you toward the life that you want?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we're working towards taking the family, you know, to travel, and now traveling, the goal is to travel business class. So that's what wakes me up.
Amazing.
How are we going to make that happen?
I love it. I love it. Okay. So this has been an amazing conversation. And I'm really curious now as we wrap up, what was the last thing that you Googled?
Oh, that is a great question. So last night I was actually booking for our trip tea. In England, you can go have tea at like the Royal Tea House.
Yeah, I've done it. And
we're trying to figure out how to make that happen. And so I was Googling like the different tea houses and how to purchase tickets.
Amazing. Okay. Well, that's going to be awesome. You're going to love that. I lived in London for a few years and my grandmother is British too. So the whole, your obsession with the royal family, I am 100% with. I love all of it. So you're going to have such an amazing trip. So thank you so much for joining me today. I cannot wait for this episode to go live. So many amazing nuggets in a short amount of time. It's always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Elevated Visibility Podcast. If you loved it and you want to support the podcast, please share it with others, your family, friends, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. I would appreciate it so, so much. Catch all the latest from me. You can follow me on Instagram at ninagibson.co. Until next time.